A gag.
If you're eating something dry, like a bread, like a cornbread or something, and you take a fork and somebody takes a fork, and that's dry. It's not like a yogurt. I can understand when it's a yogurt and there's remnants of the yogurt in the bottom part of the spoon.
Yeah.
But when it's a dry food and they eat it and it's like crumbs and it just comes right off the fork, there's nothing on the fork.
No, I'm not going to use the fork. The answer is absolutely not. And if somebody bites like my hamburger, I couldn't bite out of the same area of the bun that they bit because their saliva's a little.
I can tell you're the person who, if we were sitting across each other at the table and you had like a piece of cake and I say, hey, can I have a bite of that? You would go,
you can just have it.
Sure.
She'll give it to you.
No, you can just have it.
No, I just say you can just have it.
You wouldn't let me have like a piece from the opposite side that you're eating on?
With your own fork?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can do that.
I can share
a dessert with my husband if he has his fork and I have mine and the two forks shall never meet.
But you will spin it around. You'll spin the plate around so I have to take one from the opposite side of the side you're eating and you won't eat anywhere near that.
No.
Yeah.
Nowhere near.
That's unbelievable.
No. Nope. I get to a certain perimeter and then it's done. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I put my fork down.
It's so funny to me because you kiss your husband. She's like, oh, he has a clean mouth. I'm like, but
no, I kiss my husband, but he's not eating a piece of cornbread while I do it. I'm not going to do that. It's disgusting. And you know what? You guys have made fun of me in the past on this and we have posted it and a lot of other people have the same thing. They're like, no, never. Not even my own husband.
A lot of people have the same thing.
They do. I don't know what it is, what you call it, but I'm not going to lick your ice cream cone. That's gross. When people even my kids,
I didn't even breathe.
I was like, just we'll get a napkin.
You never did that with your kids where you took the ice cream cone out of their hand and licked around the side because it was dripping all over their hand.
I would just get napkins and
that I could see because it's goopy.
Milky.
I could see that.
Milky
dry
the worst.
Food, I don't understand the dry food. I can't get
it. What don't you understand? I'm telling you, a lot of people have this.
Oh,
it's not as
clear.
Weird as you think.
You wouldn't last 5 seconds in my house where I'm like clearing the kids' plates and eating the food off their plate. Between the table and the
with
dishwasher.
With ketchup on it.
Wait a minute.
Look at Sue. She looks like she's going to throw up.
Yes. When you clear the plates and they have their leftover food that they have now.
I'll pick up a couple of
fries. You stuck their fork in. You'll eat it?
Sure.
Yes. Everyone does.
Ew.
You're alone on the island.
Oh, my God. Who are we working
you
with
are alone.
Here?
I'm telling you, I'm not alone.
You're alone
I'm
on
not,
the island.
I'm not. I'm
Sue?
Not.
You're alone on the saliva island.
If you're like me, call.
You're
the 617-931-1067. I'm telling you, I'm not alone.
You're the one who's sick, Sue. You're the one who's sick.
I know. That is
weird. You're going to be all right with this?
She's alone on the saliva island.
I'm not alone. There are other people. I swear to God.
David, every line is ringing right now.
I told you.
I
told you, people. Swear to God, you guys think I'm such a freak.
Oh, my God. These two have me gagging in my car. I have my eyes.
See?
I
know. What's your name?
Adam.
So you won't share a fork or a spoon of cake or something with your partner?
I'm the person who goes to a restaurant to eat, and I bring my own plastic utensil.
Oh my
no, you don't.
Wow, that's next level.
Oh, you take it even up a notch.
Oh my God, are you going to be serious? A piece of Twix from somebody else? No.
Where did this come from? Did you get sick one time, or you've always been this way?
No, I was born this way.
Uh-huh. Me too. I was born this way, as Lady Gaga would say. Hey, and would you ever lick somebody's ice cream cone, even if they were a close relative?
Nope. I'm with you. I get napkins, hand sanitizer. Nope. There's no way.
Two more questions. Are you from a big family? Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
Two brothers.
That's a small family. I mean, I'm from a big family, and I don't know if standards get lowered or whatever because
you just
there's
gotta
just
eat.
Too many
you don't
people.
Eat. You don't eat.
You just gotta eat.
Yeah.
Dude, fries left over with ketchup?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Kendra all the time.
And I are like, yes.
Every single day.
They've
touched them with their hands.
So what?
Oh, no. I have two kids, and I never.
See?
Ever.
Well,
that's
Adam,
what
I'm with you. I'm with
kids.
You, brother. Jeez, all right. Gosh. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Have a great day. Hi, Magic, good morning. You got a germ thing like our friend Sue here?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
I'm totally with you.
So what's your name?
Debbie.
Do you have kids?
I have two stepchildren, yes.
Okay.
Two girls.
Would you ever eat off their forks or lick their ice cream cone?
Not in a million years.
See?
No.
Me neither.
No, I can't. I do. No. And we're totally with you. I don't do other people's germs.
I'm telling you, you're totally missing out. Plus, there's the whole thing of building antibodies.
Right.
Increasing the strength of your own immune system.
You guys eat the slop left over by other people on their plates when you're scraping
dry food.
It. Yes, dry, like chicken nuggets or french fries. That's dry. It's not wet.
No,
never.
Thanks.
Tim, never.
Like that.
Nope.
Hard pass.
Hard pass.
This is so weird to me.
Yeah, we're not budging.
Are Deb, are you a germ phobe in general? I mean, are you good with, like, do you carry Purell around with you? You have some in your purse?
Oh, my gosh. I think I have stock in Purell.
Yeah.
Whenever I shake someone's hand, I'm instantly going for the Purell.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm there with you on the Purell, but the food thing doesn't bother me that way. Certainly not with my wife or my family or my kids or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Debbie, I'm with you.
I'm on Team Sue Tab.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.